Five Reasons Lanka Should Have Been the Envy of the World, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yada vinasho bhutana drishyate kalchodita. Tada karye pramadyanti narah kalvashandataya.
Quote, when the time for the destruction of living entities arrives, people are seen to perform activities that endanger themselves due to the influence of that all-devouring time.
Sita Devi speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 56.16.
If turned into a dramatic production, from one of the leading companies in the film industry, it would be the location where many of the scenes are shot. It would be the set from which important dialogue would be spoken. Stuntmen would have to take their places in different areas, as there would also be plenty of action to depict. This is the city of Lanka, as described in the history known as the Ramayana. The Puranas and associated Vedic literature also describe the same setting, during the specific time of influence of the Rakshasa clan. These were like man-eating ogres, and despite their grim visages, they should have had everything going for them on that island. 1. Strategic Location. There is the famous joke about the secret to success in real estate. The answer is location, location, location. When analyzing Lanka, we see that it had an ideal location. It was not easy to reach. This made foreign attack more difficult. We see that throughout history conflict is the constant. Great wars have been fought over commodities. Something simple like an abundance of spices causes one nation to invade another. The people living in Lanka during the time of the Ramayana events should have been at ease knowing that it was not so easy for others to invade. 2. Immense gold. Gold and jewels were everything. They were in such abundance that they were included in the construction of the buildings. Gold is a commodity in high demand irrespective of the period of time, the language of the locals, the currency system in place, or the average net worth of the population. 3. External beauty. If there is no shortage of gold and jewelry, you can take advantage of the abundance to decorate nicely. No expense has to be spared precisely because it is practically impossible to deplete the resources. This means that the buildings can be beautifully built. The city itself can be breathtaking to behold.
Pradoshkale Hanumasturna Mutlutya Viryavan Pravivesh Puri Ramya Suvibhaktam Haptham Prasadmala Vitta Stambheha Kanchnrajteya Shatkum Bhamayar Jalair Gantharvan Garopmam Sapta Bhamasht Bhamasht Sadadarsh Mahapurim Talaya Sphatik Sankirneya Kartaswar Vibhushiteya.
Quote, when the evening came, the very powerful Hanuman quickly jumped up and entered the beautiful city, which had great pathways that were well divided, was filled with rows of mansions, and had golden columns and golden latticed windows that made it resemble the city of the Gandharvas.
Valmiki Ramayana, Sundarakand, 2.50-52.
4. Endless enjoyment. Wine. Women. Animal flesh. No one to interfere. No higher authority passing judgment on your debauchery. At least there was no witness who was visible. But then again, perception is blurred significantly due to the intoxication. 5. A powerful ruler. Everything comes together when there is assurance from the top. Like a trickle-down effect, if the leader is courageous, attentive, and strong, then the people being protected should have no cause for concern. Ravana took over Lanka through the threat of force, and the same threat is what protected the island. The ten-headed one had assurance from the boons provided by Lord Brahma, the creator. The reality is that everything was destined to crumble. Everything was built on a lie. Like someone stealing property, enjoying it for some time, but always conscious of the fact that the authorities are looking for them. They know they have done something wrong, and so there is no peace, even while sleeping.
Quote, a demoniac person, in spite of acquiring all the opulences possible to obtain in this universe, continues to be envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 744 purport.
Ravana was always envious of the Supreme Lord. It was the basis for his pursuit of interminable enjoyment. It was the reason to chase after a fixed situation in a place where change always takes place. The time of death is known as antakale in Sanskrit. This means that there are the accompanying beginning and middle. Ravana was trying to fix the end in Lanka, to keep it always protected, to maintain the life of enjoyment. Since the life was built on a lie, there was no reality. It was destined for a terrible destruction, even worse than the dream dissipating in the morning, upon waking up. Sita Devi remarks that when a person's end is near, they seem to follow activities which fulfill that destiny. We have our own experiences as validation. Though someone knows that what they are doing is harmful, that they will be placed in severe risk, they follow through anyway. They go against better judgment. It is like they have lost their mind. While the life in Lanka was a lie, on the other side was absolute truth. Dharma is the same whether in prosperity or in squalor. The truth of this principle was evident in Sita Devi herself. She grew up in royalty in the kingdom ruled by her father, Janak. She later married into royalty after Sri Rama won the contest of the bow. She then had to live in the forest. This was an abrupt change, but she followed her husband dutifully. Then, due to the wickedness of Ravana, she was separated from Rama. Sita remained just as devoted to her husband while held in Lanka against her will. This proves that Dharma is always the way to go. It transcends both time and circumstance. Whether I am in the beginning, middle, or end of the current lifetime, I can remain blissful in devotion, in remembering both Sita and Rama, who are everything to me and saintly people around the world. In closing, for saintly people to see, and certainly everything for me, that whether in abundance found, or on destitution's ground, whether residing alone, or through popularity known, Sitarama dedicated to my only Savior who